This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test yet for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The election comes as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the country. The election is also the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led to him winning a Nobel Peace Prize. But opposition groups have accused authorities of harassment and threats of violence that echo past abuses. Abiy's Prosperity Party is widely expected to cement its hold on power in the legislative elections. Iran's president-elect says he's not willing to negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program nor its support of regional militias. Ibrahim Raisi made this comment at a news conference Monday after winning Iran's election last Friday in a landslide. The United States is hoping to get Iran back into Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The president-elect also said he is not willing to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. It's a gesture that was met angrily by China. The doses, which arrived on Sunday, more than tripled an initial pledge of 750,000 doses made by the Biden administration to the self-governing island. In a post on Facebook, Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen praised the arrival of the vaccines. According to the Reuters news agency, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry urged the U.S. to avoid political manipulation in the name of vaccine assistance. This is VOA News.